20강 상황에 적절한 말 예제 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 산드라에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter and Sandra are classmates. They've been in the library over the weekend reading for their literature class. Sandra is unable to concentrate and is feeling exhausted. However, she has noticed that Peter seems to be focused and full of energy. In fact, Peter has a secret for maintaining his focus. Whenever he is losing his concentration, he gathers his belongings and moves to another place. To him, a new environment feels like a new beginning. A different desk, chair, and view help him to feel refreshed and ready to continue for another hour or two. When Sandra asks Peter about how she can stop herself from losing concentration, he wants to advise her to switch study spaces. In this situation, what would Peter most likely say to Sandra? Sandra,
(1번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 마이크가 데이비드에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mike and David are close friends. Their families have gone camping together several times, and they're planning another camping trip for this weekend. Early in the week, the weather forecast said it would be fine on the days they were planning on camping. However, today, Mike finds out that a big storm is coming this weekend, and he concludes that it's not a good idea to go camping this weekend. Instead, he thinks it'd be better to go later. Now, Mike is calling David to let him know what he's thinking. In this situation, what would Mike most likely say to David?
2번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 동물원 직원들에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter is a zoo director with a passion for animals. He trains his zoo staff regularly to make sure they take good care of the animals. He's especially careful about the food the animals eat, and he made it a rule that visitors don't feed the animals. This summer, there have been many school field trips to the zoo. One day, Peter notices a lot of food trash and fruit peelings from visitors in the animal enclosures. He's worried that the animals could get sick from eating human food. Therefore, he calls a zoo staff meeting and brings up this issue. In this situation, what would Peter most likely say to the staff?
3번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 앨리스가 월터에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice is a university freshman. One day, she's walking to the science building for her biology class with her head down. At that time, Walter, another student, is going for a jog. As he gets close to her, he loses his balance and runs into her. The collision scatters Alice's books and notebooks all over the wet ground. They get wet and dirty. Walter picks up her books and notebooks and tries his best to dry them off and apologizes to her repeatedly. But Alice thinks that she's also responsible for the accident because she was walking with her head down. In this situation, what would Alice most likely say to Walter?
4번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 에이미가 어머니에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy's second history report is due today. One month ago, she submitted her first report 2 days late because she was sick. So she is very determined not to be late again. When she arrives at school, she looks for her history report to turn it in, but it isn't in her backpack. She gets worried and doesn't know what to do at first. She figures she left it at her house, so she calls home. Her mother tells her that the report is on her desk. She feels relieved because it isn't lost, but she needs to get the report now. In this situation, what would Amy most likely say to her mother?
5번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 칼렙이 아내에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
As a banker at SBC International Bank, Caleb devoted his entire life to his work, and he finally retired last month. After retiring, he spends his time meeting his friends, reading books, and exercising. But he becomes bored with his routine and wants to do something adventurous. So he decides to travel around the world. When Caleb tells his plan to his wife, she objects to it, saying traveling alone for 3 months will be too difficult for him. But Caleb wants to persuade her that this will be the only chance he can ever take this trip. In this situation, what would Caleb most likely say to his wife?
6번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 수잔이 베티에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Today, Susan is invited to Betty's birthday party at her house in the evening. At the party, Betty is serving some food she made. Betty says she cooked lasagna, an Italian dish, and brings it out. Susan thinks the lasagna looks exotic, and it must be very delicious. But she can't eat it now because she has had a stomach ache since the afternoon. Betty wonders why Susan isn't eating the food and asks her to try it. In this situation, what would Susan most likely say to Betty?